Somebody invented to us a time machine that enables us to travel backward. And it is adjusted for 1,990 years to go back. Who want to take this trip? Somebody invented this time machine for us. It is only to take us backward. Okay? And it is adjusted now for 1,990 years. Backward. Who would like to take this travel? Why?
Yeah, I think
so. I wish it's safe. Why, Ragi?
Because it's about like 30 years after Jesus died, and I
want to
see how
it
like.
30 years after? Yes. Jesus died? Are you quite sure? What happened 1,990 years ago? What was happening? Let us do the math. What year we are now? 2017, right? If we take back 1,990, at which year will it land? 27? That's 27, are you sure? Who agrees with him? 27, that's right. It's right. What was happening at the 27 AD? What was happening? Yes, Sam.
I believe that was the year Jesus started his ministry.
Jesus started his ministry?
I think.
Or ended?
No, he ended it at 31, right?
In 31?
Okay, sorry.
Good. Let me tell you something. Our calendar has somehow it needs some adjustment, because they discovered that by this calendar, Jesus had been born at 4 BC. 4 BC, not AD. What happened actually in history, because we do not need to depend on this, that they depend on some calendar at Constantine the Great time, but then they found that there is something like 4 years difference. So if we say the year 27 means 27 plus or minus 4?
Plus 4.
Plus or minus 4?
Plus 4.
Sure? You are right. So 27 plus 4,
31.
At 31, the Lord was starting, or already started from a year, his ministry. He was doing his miracles. He's feeding the multitude, fish and bread. He's healing, doing something very good. So after we understand at what time it will bring us to. Who would like to do this trip? This imaginary trip, of course. Who would like to live the life, the time of Jesus? But let me warn you, at the time of Jesus, there was no mobiles, no cell phones. Just a warning. Just a warning. Okay? And no aeroplanes and transportations, only donkeys.
So does this machine bring us back afterwards?
I can't guarantee. How would life be if we... Guys. How would life be at that time?
Very hard.
Very hard. Spiritual wise. In our relation with God. Would it be easier? Well, the opportunity to be a good guy or a real Christian at the time of Jesus is better than today?
No.
Why?
Persecution of the Romans. You could actually be killed for it. Mm-hmm.
But you'll see the miracles.
They wouldn't kill kids,
right? We see miracles for kids.
I'm not quite sure if kids like is like you. Good. Well, we will go back really not by this time machine, this imaginary time machine, but by that we are going to study two characters lived with our Lord at the time he was here in the earth. I'm going to speak today about John or Judas. Okay? And as normal, I need some help from, let us say, five to read the following five screens. Okay? Raghi Raif, Sam, Nathan, this is four. Who is the fifth? I read him in the morning. But you did a great job. Okay. Let's start. Raghi, please tell us the reference first.
Okay.